Acts chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. Are you ready now? Well, I hope you're ready because I'm starting. Bible says, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Lord, I thank you that you, 2,000 years ago, poured out your spirit on 120 believers at 9 o'clock in the morning on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. Transforming, Lord, the world, creating the church, Lord, and giving us a hope and a future, Lord, that we might have salvation for everyone who calls upon the name, Lord. And we have those that are here today that have called on your name, Lord, and we have those who have not. Lord, I am praying that the message would go forth in power and in might and with an anointing, Lord, that you would be glorified among us, Lord. We would see you do mighty things. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Well, we've had activity in my home over the last couple of days. It has been revolving around our new garage door. Yes, so we thought. So I thought. Now I am doing the installation. I got a garage door opener from a guy on, I want to say Thursday. And he said, you know, putting a garage door in like this isn't just for anyone. I'm thinking, yes, yes, yes. How little you know. I have found out how little I do know. I had the garage door in. I just needed a new motor because the old motor I had wouldn't work. And I hook everything up, and, you know, you get the garage door opener. Can I get a witness on that, right? And you click that thing, and the door's supposed to come up, and the door's supposed to come down. Well, I'm clicking that thing, and I'm getting nothing. I'm getting a little buzzing noise, and I'm getting blinking lights, blink, 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 blink. And I realized that, oh, I don't have the safety sensors hooked up. That's so you can tell whether or not your car is all the way in or not. And so I didn't worry about, we already know Lisa's car is really not going to fit anyway. But, so it's got this two sensors, and you got to plug them in or the thing is not going to work. And it's got like a little flashlight thing, a little laser thing that emits this light. And then it's got a receiver module. And I'm sitting here lining these up because they just put them like right on top of the opener. I just wanted to get the light. And if you don't got it right, it flashes yellow at you. Warning. Danger. Problem. Then when you get them lined up, green. Bingo. And so I get them lined up, and all of a sudden, bam, starts to work in. Up and down, the power is coming through. Why do I bring that up today? Because we're talking about having the power of God come through into our lives. We've been talking about the presence of God, the power of God on the day of Pentecost, preparing for Pentecost, and last Sunday was the day of Pentecost, the anniversary of the birth of the church. And an opportunity for us to step into a greater relationship with our Lord. The study that we've been going through on preparing for Pentecost has been a study of how the power of God would be released in your life. How that green light would blink on, and all of a sudden, bam! Power of God is released in you. These disciples, 120 of them, transformed on the day of Pentecost. Now, they had been hanging out with Jesus for 3 years. They had seen the power of God. They had experienced the power of God. But there was something that was different that happened on the day of Pentecost that totally transformed their lives. And as we talk about Pentecost, and as we talk about the power of God, we talk about the presence of God, it's a whole lot more than church. Because those disciples, many of them probably grew up going to synagogue every Sabbath day. But that's what you did back in the day if you were a Jew. They would go to temple and make their sacrifices. And yet, there was not that transformation in their lives until the Holy Spirit came upon them in power and in might, and they were made new. We take a look, because 9 o'clock on Pentecost, these guys were transformed by the Holy Spirit. Today, we're going to take a look at what happened on the rest of that day. Because the impact and the focus of the presence of God in your life is not just so that you can have the presence of God in your life. God wants to do something in you and through you. God wants to do something awesome so that His power would be revealed in you and He would get glory. Can I get a witness on that? Are we doing okay here? See, now, some of you, you're sitting here today, and we talk about the power of God, and either you have it, you want it, or you don't care. I don't see how there's any other options. Some of you are sitting here going, yes, I am being used mightily by God. I see His power manifest in me, and I glorify Him every day because I see Him working through me. Does that describe any of you? Yeah, let me see your hand. Raise your hand up. Yeah, say, yeah, man, I see God in my... And I got a great message for you. We can try and get more. Can I get a witness on that? There is more that is available to us. Now, some of you are sitting there, I don't have it, but I want it. Well, I got a great message for you today, too, because there is an opportunity for you to line up on God and have that green light turn on and receive the power of God. And you might be sitting here today thinking, I don't care. Well, we have some great barbecue for you after church. That's as good as it's going to get for you. Jimmy will cook it up, and we'll take care of you. But I certainly hope that you are either one or the other of those two folks that I described. It's way different than church, folks. It's about being transformed in your life and being used by God in a mighty way. It's not really something that you learn. It's something that you experience. We talked today about experiencing the power of God. Amen? We good? All right. Hopefully we're good. Proclaiming the message of truth. Okay, Acts 22 through 24. Just kind of reading right on. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through Him. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, gets kind of rough here, folks, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death. He was handed over to you, and you killed him. You got some help from wicked men, and you nailed him to the cross. But God's bigger than your choices. Aren't you happy about that today? It says, God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death because it was impossible for death to keep his hold on him. We're going to find the power of God. We need to be working on the truth of God. And Peter is sharing that truth. He is sharing a message about Jesus. He says, first off, we got to talk about Jesus. You got to realize who Jesus was, that he was confirmed, he was accredited, he was ratified, he was touched by God, verified. He did miracles. He fed 5,000. He healed the lame. Jesus raised the dead several times. Jesus did all kinds of radical miracles around you. And as part of the plan and purpose of God, he handed him over to you and said, what will you do with my son? What will you do with Jesus? And instead of receiving him, you denied him. And you nailed him to a cross and you crucified him. Now, I've got some good news for you today. Jesus is bigger than the cross. Jesus is bigger than your choices that you've made in your life. Because you might be sitting here right here and you're thinking, boy, oh boy, I'm not feeling real good because what have I done with the Son of God? I've denied him. And in the same way that Peter was preaching a message to the very people who had lied on Jesus and had shouted, crucify him. This is like 50 days later, 50 days after the crucifixion, Peter is saying, you crucified him, but there's still an opportunity for you. And so if you have not experienced the power of God, if your life is not lined up and the green light is not on for you, Peter's saying you still got an opportunity. And I'm telling you today that you still have an opportunity to line up on the Lord and get the lights right and receive power from on high. Are you excited by that? You want that to happen in your life? Do you want to have that power flow through your life? God's purposes for you are bigger than your choices. God's purposes are bigger than your sin. And he gives you an opportunity. But Peter says you have a problem. You've made the wrong choice. Have you made a wrong choice? Are you no longer lined up on God like you used to be? God's bigger than that. We're going to talk about a brand new opportunity today. Peter talked about Jesus. King David, 1,000 years before Christ was even born, King David was prophesying about Jesus. Listen to these words. David said, this is just the same verses right on 22-24, 25-28. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. King David, 1,000 years before Jesus. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also live in hope because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Now, this is a prophecy of David about Jesus that would come of his own line of a king 1,000 years later. These are prophecies about Jesus that would be fulfilled in his life. He says, you won't let your Holy One see decay. They put Jesus in a tomb. Did he stay there? No. He says, and the challenges that he faced, he says, you have made known to me the paths of life and you will fill me with joy in your presence. The final prayer of Jesus said, restore to me the presence, that fellowship that we have. David died. David went into the ground. David was consumed, but not our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you are here today and you're struggling. And in the same way that this intimacy was available towards Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, that intimacy is available to you. I want to read these words again to you. And I want you to ask yourself the question of whether or not you have received this in your life. He says, I saw the Lord always before me because he's at my right hand. Are you that close to the Lord? He says, I will not be shaken. This week, did things come up in your life that shook you? That challenged you? That threatened you? Because if you know the Lord Jesus Christ in an intimate way and you're receiving his power, it is very difficult for the world to shake you. Amen? Amen? He says, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. Were you rejoicing this week or were you struggling? Have you known the fullness of God to find joy in your life as you move from challenge to challenge to challenge, expecting God to do great things? I'll tell you what, we're fighting some battles for Belteshazzar. Getting his chair rolling. And people didn't want to help him. And oh, man, but God did some great stuff. Amen?
Amen. The pastor power.
No, it's not the pastor power. I'm just a little persistent. But we talked last week about challenges that would come. And the challenges that come in your life are opportunities for God to work. I mean, Belteshazzar wasn't able to come to church for a couple of weeks now because his batteries or dead in his chair. You know what? God's bigger than the cross. He's bigger than the batteries in his electric chair. Can I get a witness on that? I don't know what you're facing today, but we can look at those challenges. You know, Sylvia's in the hospital today. Got blood clots and hemorrhaging and all that kind of stuff. God's bigger.